Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Join us today. We're going to take a look at Unit 8, beginning on page 60 of your book. If you remember from last week, we did talk a little bit about the beauty of Ireland as an island. Today, we're also going to be looking at the beauty of Ireland, but this time, not in terms of geography, rather in terms of its English literature. That's why the title is Ireland's Contribution to English. Here, English refers to the world of English literature. We will read through all of these paragraphs for you, as we always do. Please remember that this program is at a more advanced level. If you are a beginning student, you'll probably have a lot of trouble with this program, and it will be difficult, too, for intermediate-level students. For our advanced students, we promise you, each week you can learn a lot, not only to increase your English, but increase your knowledge about important things around the world. Let's get busy with our reading, then. We're on page 60 if you just joined our program, getting ready to read the first paragraph. Nearly everyone knows that countries such as the United Kingdom, the United States of America, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are primarily English-speaking countries. That is, English is the mother tongue used in these countries. What is less well known is that English is also the mother tongue in countries such as the Republic of Ireland, officially called ERA, Barbados, Jamaica, Trinidad, and Guyana. Among these latter few, the Irish have made contributions to the English language in both its lexicon and literature, which can be considered second to none. Okay, today we'll be talking about literature and, in this first paragraph, a little bit about geography and language usage. English is used in many countries around the world as the mother tongue, not only in countries like the United States, the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, but in some smaller countries too. The most important use of English among these smaller countries is in Ireland. By the way, this was officially called ERA for a period of time, but today, its official name is the Republic of Ireland. And it is the Irish, the people of Ireland, over the last few hundred years who have made great contributions to both the vocabulary or lexicon of English as well as its literature. We can say their contributions are second to none. This means no other country has contributed more to the English language than have the Irish.
That's really marvelous of them.
It is, because as we'll see, it's a small country, but they have had a number of geniuses in English language and literature.
So you really wish that you had been born over there, right?
Then maybe my English would be better.
Yes. 这里的一个用法呢，也就是在最后一行啊, to be second to none is quite useful. So when it comes to singing, you know, my sentence is always like
that. I know. Peter is second to
none. Bruce is second to none.
I am second from the left.
When it comes to singing, 一旦说到唱歌, when it comes to, 那个to是介词,随后都放名词或是动名词做宾语, when it comes to singing, he is second to none. Sometimes, you know, we also hear people say he is unrivaled, right?
Yes.
那这个字好像常常人家就说我耶。
in eating,
right?
Yeah, there we
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from rival, the noun R-I-V-A-L. Rival is a competitor, someone you are in a competition with. But if a person is unrivaled, he really has no competition. It means he's the best at doing something. Unrivaled, U-N-R-I-V-A-L-L-E-D, unrivaled.
当然也可以用 unequaled, 也都是这样用法。嗯、那么就是 equal 前面加 un, 但 equal 后头加 ed。
Okay, let's go ahead to our second paragraph. Virtually every aspect of English literature has been graced by the writings of the Irish. This fact is all the more amazing because Ireland is a relatively small country with never more than 4 million people throughout its long history. Yet many great English writers were indeed born and often raised in Ireland, though many too emigrated to the United Kingdom at some point in their lives. Among these pillars of English literature were Jonathan Swift, William Butler Yeats, James Joyce, Samuel Beckett, Oscar Wilde, George Bernard Shaw, and Edmund Burke. Many other lesser-known figures have punctuated English literature as well. These men's contributions to the English language and to Western thought in general are immeasurable. A review of two of these writers' major works will reveal why. Ooh, there's a lot in this paragraph because we're giving you a general picture of the contributions of the Irish to the English language.
And also there's a long list of names, some of which are really familiar to me because they are my friends. They live very close to where I live.
Yeah, you went to school with some of these guys, Jonathan Swift. Okay, we will be choosing two of this list of names to talk about on other pages, on the next two pages, but it's important to see that these writers have written in every aspect of English literature, from satire through plays, through novels, and philosophy. So the Irish have really contributed not only to English, but to Western thought as well.
刚才有一个字叫 satire, 这个字我们要稍微说一下好吧。
Okay, a satire is a play which makes sophisticated fun of a particular situation, a political or social situation, and sometimes it reads like, almost like a children's story, so we can read it on two levels. We can read it just for fun, as children would read it, but it also is trying to make a more serious point as well.
我们讲的讽刺句啊 ,satire,satire, 可是在这个句语法来讲我倒是觉得第二行啊 ,the fact is all the more amazing, 这个用法呀 ,all the more 加比较级的用法其实相当于是 much more 的意思啊、you know, she looks all the more beautiful, 她看起来更加的美 in that sloppy dress, 你要说好了她穿的是邋邋遢遢但看起来更加的美这个用法相当不错还有一个很棒的用法、their contributions are immeasurable, 啊这是什么意思呢
Well, another word here we could use would beinvaluable, because both of these cannot be measured. We cannot give a price, or we cannot weigh them, or tell you a particular figure or fact or statistic. It's beyond measuring how great the contribution was.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're ready for our next page now as we look at the first of our two special authors here.Jonathan Swift, 1667 to 1745, by most reckoning, is the best English language satirist ever, and one of the world's greatest as well. Born in Ireland of English parents, Swift went to school there, threw his bachelor's degree, Trinity College, Dublin, capital of Ireland. Thereafter, he frequently traveled between England and Ireland,including years spent at Oxford College, where he earned his master's degree. Swift wrote a great deal of poetry, but he is best regarded as a prose satirist. He wrote prolifically both in Ireland and England, nearly constantly shuffling from one to the other. In Ireland, he worked on Gulliver's Travels, which he later had published in England in 1726. Already famous by that time, Swift would become immortalized with this last great work. What child does not know the story of the brave sailor Gulliver as he travels through lands in which he is, at turn, both a giant and a midget? Yet most readers are not aware of Swift's intent to satirize the political, academic, and religious leaders of his time. Read either way, Swift's genius as a writer of English cannot be denied. In that long list of authors, which we saw on page 60, we chose the first one as one of two to showcase for today's lesson. Jonathan Swift is certainly one of the most famous of all English language writers. He was a 17th and 18th century novelist and poet and satirist, probably most famous for his book, a collection of stories called Gulliver's Travels, Gulliver being the name of a sailor who, from one time to another, meets fortune and misfortune as he goes through very strange lands on fantastic journeys. To children, or to adults not familiar with the England and Ireland of Swift's time, they seem like wonderful children's stories. But for those who are interested in politics, religion, history, and literature, there's probably no better writer in the history of English language satire than Swift.
This is S-H-O-W-C-A-S-E, one word. S-H-O-W-C-A-S-E, this means it.
We are showcasing a couple of special authors from our list. This means that we pay special attention to them, or we focus on them because of their contributions to English.
Yeah, just in a feature these.
Good word.
We are featuring them. 这是以他们为写照, 以他们为一个重点来谈述他们所做的一些表现.
Feature, F-E-A-T-U-R-E. F-E-A-T-U-R-E, feature, can be used, as Peter has just now, as a verb, and of course it can also be used as a count noun. There are many features of Swift's writings which interest today's experts on literature.
Mm-hmm. 好了,可是在这里第三行啊, born in Ireland of English parents, 这边呢, to be born 或者用 of, 有几个用法特别记住。 如果他是出生在一个很贫穷的家庭, 要说 he was born into a poor family. 那个是 to be born into a rich, a poor family, 等等。 但是有一对夫妇生的, he was born of a rich couple, a poor couple. 那么这边用法, 由夫妇生的, 要用 of这个用法。 但是由哪个母亲所生的, 哪位女士所生的, 那个时候 born要改变, B-O-R-N-E. He was born, B-O-R-N,要加个E, by, 或者注意到这个by, by Mary, not by Jane. 她是玛丽所生的, 只要有by的时候, B-O-R-N, 一定要加个E.
Alright, let's go ahead and find out the second showcased or featured author. A giant of English theater was George Bernard Shaw, 1856 to 1950. Born in Dublin, Shaw moved to England with his family when he was 20 and stayed there for most of the rest of his long life. His early fiction writing was so poor that he could not find a publisher. Only when he began to work as a playwright did his fortunes improve. Among the many, many plays for which Shaw is famous, perhaps his most lasting, though not his most critically acclaimed, is Pygmalion, 1916, the story of a language teacher who attempts to civilize a young prostitute by training her to speak correctly. If this story sounds familiar, it should. Pygmalion was later filmed, winning an Oscar for Shaw, and later again transformed into the highly popular Broadway musical, My Fair Lady. 1956. A good story never dies. The original Pygmalion has since been updated in the hit movie Pretty Woman, 1990, starring Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. As with Shakespeare, many of Shaw's plays are continually restaged or rewritten into new media because Shaw wrote on many themes which touch on the human condition, independent of time and space. The second featured writer is George Bernard Shaw, who has a long, long list of plays and some novels, but perhaps Pygmalion is the most familiar to our listeners and readers. It was called Pygmalion when first written. Later, it was changed into My Fair Lady on Broadway. And now, in the age of movies, we have the same story, but with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts in the runaway hit movie Pretty Woman of 1990.
A runaway hit movie, eh? There's some reason.
Well, a hit something means a very, very popular one, H-I-T, and we also use the adjective hot, by the way, with the same meaning. A runaway hit movie means one of the most popular of the most popular movies. So there's no question that this movie or this book or this play is fantastically popular.
但是hit通常也可以做个名词。 我们不见得是指的是电影，当然可以指电影。 That movie was a hit. That book was a hit too.
Right.
任何的东西, that song.
Even that singer, a person can be a hit.
所以大家说非常热门的人物或热门的东西，这个是相当不错的。那么在这儿啊，我要看的是最后这一行啊 ，independent 后头加 of 的用法，它一个。 是dependent的这种反义词，他不依赖他的父母， is independent of his parents. 当然依赖他的父母呢， 我们就要说 he is dependent
on his parents. O-N 的 on, independent of, 但是dependent on.
还有另外呢， 我们说这个故事或者小说那么棒， 它被改编成电影， 我们可以用个字叫adapt. The story was adapted into a movie. 这个是用into这个用法。
Adapt, A-D-A-P-T, A-D-A-P-T. This is the same verb we use when we talk about people moving to another country and adapting to the local culture.
不错, adapting, 或者加to的时候当然是代表适应的意思。 可是改编要用into。
All right, let's finish our story about Irish contributions to English literature. Among the constellation of Irish talents, perhaps Swift and Shaw are two among the more brilliant stars, but much more could be written of those mentioned above and many others. Though English literature written by the British suffices as an eternal and shining canon of literature, it would be nonetheless dimmer without the considerable talents of its Irish contributors. Here we are saying that Shaw and Swift are perhaps two of the most famous of a long list of contributors from Ireland to English literature. Indeed, the English themselves, of course, have produced one of the world's great bodies or canons of literature, but it would still be a little bit less satisfying if we did not also have the important contributions of Irish writers.
也就是他们的贡献呢，我们要特别的这个说了不起。没有他们的贡献，英国文学呢就可能就会有差一点的表现了。在这里一开头啊，它是 among the constellation of Irish talents. 我要谈的就是 constellation 在这边就等于呢。 Multitude, 对不对啊?
Mm-hmm.
有很多的意思,对不对?
对,本来是星座的意思, but here it means, as Peter just said, a collection, a group, a number of.
Or a multitude of, and this word is spelled.
M-U-L-T-I-T-U-D-E, M-U-L-T-I-T-U-D-E, a multitude of something.
啊，也就是这样使用。那么现在就请呢，我们卜大哥啊，从头到尾呢给我们念一下。这个时候我们呢就是尽量的不要用看的，来用听的。
嗯，
如有可能顺便呢，我们把我们的这个录音机在旁边把它打开，我们录下来听听卜大哥的声音蛮好。当你睡不着觉的时候，来听听卜大哥，哇，他马上睡得着觉。所以读英文它有好多好处哦。好，我们现在就开始，卜大哥准备了吧
？Let's go. Ireland's contribution to English. Nearly everyone knows that countries such as the United Kingdom, the United States of America, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.Are primarily English-speaking countries. That is, English is the mother tongue used in these countries. What is less well known is that English is also the mother tongue in countries such as the Republic of Ireland, officially called ERA, Barbados, Jamaica, Trinidad, and Guyana. Among these latter few, the Irish have made contributions to the English language in both its lexicon and literature,which can be considered second to none. Virtually every aspect of English literature has been graced by the writings of the Irish. This fact is all the more amazing because Ireland is a relatively small country, with never more than 4 million people throughout its long history. Yet many great English writers were indeed born and often raised in Ireland, though many, too,emigrated to the United Kingdom at some point in their lives. Among these pillars of English literature were Jonathan Swift, William Butler Yeats, James Joyce, Samuel Beckett, Oscar Wilde, George Bernard Shaw, and Edmund Burke. Many other lesser-known figures have punctuated English literature as well. These men's contributions to the English language,and to Western thought in general, are immeasurable. A review of two of these writers' major works will reveal why. Jonathan Swift, 1667 to 1745, by most reckoning, is the best English language satirist ever, and one of the world's greatest as well. Born in Ireland, of English parents, Swift went to school there through his bachelor's degree.Trinity College, Dublin, capital of Ireland. Thereafter, he frequently traveled between England and Ireland, including years spent at Oxford College, where he earned his master's degree. Swift wrote a great deal of poetry, but he is best regarded as a prose satirist. He wrote prolifically, both in Ireland and England, nearly constantly shuffling from one to the other. In Ireland,he worked on Gulliver's Travels, which he later had published in England in 1726. Already famous by that time, Swift would become immortalized with this last great work. What child does not know the story of the brave sailor Gulliver as he travels through lands in which he is, at turn, both a giant and a midget? Yet most readers are not aware of Swift's intentto satirize the political, academic, and religious leaders of his time. Read either way, Swift's genius as a writer of English cannot be denied. A giant of English theater was George Bernard Shaw, 1856 to 1950. Born in Dublin, Shaw moved to England with his family when he was 20 and stayed there for most of the rest of his long life.His early fiction writing was so poor that he could not find a publisher. Only when he began to work as a playwright did his fortunes improve. Among the many, many plays for which Shaw is famous, perhaps his most lasting, though not his most critically acclaimed, is Pygmalion, 1916, the story of a language teacher who attempts to civilize a young prostitute,by training her to speak correctly. If this story sounds familiar, it should. Pygmalion was later filmed, winning an Oscar for Shaw, and later again transformed into the highly popular Broadway musical, My Fair Lady, 1956. A Good Story Never Dies. The original Pygmalion has since been updated in the hit movie Pretty Woman, 1990, starring Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. As with Shakespeare, many of Shaw's plays are continually restaged or rewritten into new media, because Shaw wrote on many themes which touch on the human condition, independent of time and space. Among the constellation of Irish talents, perhaps Swift and Shaw are two among the more brilliant stars, but much more could be written of those mentioned above, and many others. Though English literature written by the British suffices as an eternal and shining canon of literature, it would be nonetheless dimmer without the considerable talents of its Irish contributors.
And, you know, this article also gives another feeling, gives me at least, you know, that great people, especially great men of letters, usually were born somewhere in the countryside where life was very easy, so that they have very little difficulty in surviving. Usually in this kind of situation, they would rather stay very sober, and they could come out with very beautiful works or something.
Well, I think great men of letters, as you say, could be born independent of time and space, as we just read. Great men of letters are born everywhere at every time, but I would expect that in the countryside, people can compose themselves a little bit easier to do better writing.
这样子好，所以，不大哥，你现在就住在乡下，难怪你写的东西是那么的好呀。难怪我那么土哈。所以我们呢可以知道，真是的确 ，a man of letters 就是文学家 ，letter 加个 s， 通常都是在很清淡的、很悠闲的地方会产生出来。
Okay, that's it for today's lesson. Join us next Sunday. Till then, bye-bye.
再见。